R-A-Y-V-E. R-A-Y-V-E. Rave Cream Shampoo presents Grand Marquee. Grand Marquee, lighted by stars, twinkling, glowing, blazing with myriad lights and colors against the night sky. Rave Cream Shampoo's mammoth billboard announces another exciting evening in the world of make-believe. Grand Marquee stars Olin Soule and features Beryl Vaughn in an amusing tale of mystery and romance titled Talk to Me. And now, a greeting from our young star, Olin Soule.
Thank you, Steve Kirby. And on behalf of Rave Cream Shampoo, I extend a hearty welcome to you all. You know, words can get you into a lot of trouble. At least that's what a young detective, Dennis Crane, discovered when Margie Jones, his fiancée, let slip a few words at the wrong time to a smooth-talking snake doctor. But first,
mother, father, daughter, son. Now every one of you can uncover new natural color in your hair with Rave, sensational new Rave Cream Shampoo. Yes, folks, there's color in your hair you never dreamed was there. And just watch Rave bring it to light. Rave is not a dye, not a tint, not a soap. It's the cream shampoo for color and gleam. No wonder whole families rave about Rave, about its billows of lather in hardest water, how fast it rinses out, how thoroughly Rave removes all loose dandruff. Most of all, they're amazed at the new natural color Rave Cream Shampoo uncovers in hair. Rave contains lanolin, doesn't leave hair straw dry, needs no conditioner. Try Rave, R-A-Y-V-E, sensational Rave Cream Shampoo. Handy tube that can't tip, spill, or shatter, just 60 cents. Family size, $1. At all drug department and 10-cent stores. Get Rave today. Dennis Crane is a detective, third grade, with two ambitions. One is to be promoted, and the other is to marry Margie Jones. At this moment, he's still single and still third grade. But with a girlfriend like Margie, well, anything could happen.
Oh!
Hold still, Dennis.
Oh, that hurts.
Give me your other hand. Honestly, Dennis, for a man who gets a manicure every morning and afternoon, you have the worst-looking nails I've ever seen. Some men know how to take care of their nails. Some men are neat. Why, only yesterday.
We're off.
Why don't you pay attention to what I say?
What else do I do 7 days a week?
Come here.
Oh, Margie, that hurts.
Will you stop screaming like a baby? That hurts, that hurts. You're supposed to be a detective.
I'm not supposed to be a detective. I am a detective.
Then act like one. Have a little courage. Face a tiny bit of pain when you have to.
All right, all right.
Did anything happen so far this morning?
Oh, not a thing. And nothing happened yesterday or the day before that or the day before that.
Well, Dennis, if you don't get to do something soon...
I know. I'll be a third-grade detective for the rest of my life.
And how can we ever get married?
No, now, Margie, honey, it's too early in the morning. I haven't even had my coffee.
That's your big trouble, Dennis Crane. You never want to listen to me.
I want to listen to you, baby. I even want to marry you. I'll have to listen to you for the rest of my life, won't I?
Human nature. That's what you have to understand to be a successful detective. I meet hundreds of people, and I talk to them.
You're telling me.
And I listen to them. I size them up and analyze their personalities. Hands, Dennis, hands. A man's hands tell his story.
Yeah, I know.
Only last week a man walked in,
Margie,
and I...
Margie, honey, I love you, but you talk too much.
Come here. As I said, I sized him up immediately. Give me your other thumb, Dennis.
Oh.
I said to him, Mister, it's been a long time since you bought your wife a present, hasn't it?
How could you say a thing like that? You didn't even know the guy. On what evidence?
His hands. You could just see that they were the type that clutch at money and never let go. Listen, mister, I said, my fiancé, Dennis Crane, is a detective, and he always tells me all the little problems they have at headquarters. Only yesterday they were holding a man...
Margie, you didn't tell him how the captain trapped...
Well,
Oh, no. Look, please, honey, try not to talk so much. One day you'll be jabbering away and you'll talk yourself right into some awful trouble.
But Dennis...
Please, Margie, you have the prettiest mouth. Try keeping it shut.
You're next, sir.
Well, young lady, they tell me you're the best manicurist in town.
Thank you, sir. And when I'm finished, I hope you'll think so, too.
At this point, I think you're the most charming.
You know, I haven't seen such a well-kept pair of hands in a long time, sir. Hands tell you a lot, even though my fiancé won't admit it.
Oh, yes, sorry.
You know, he's a third-grade detective, and nothing ever happens to him, poor boy. If they don't let him catch a murderer or a bank robber soon so we can get promoted, we'll never get married.
Well, if you were my fiancé under those conditions, I'd catch one immediately.
Oh, you don't know the department routine. When anything big comes along, they don't give it to Dennis. That mean old lieutenant goes after it himself. About all Dennis gets to do is to take lost children home. Oh, you have the smoothest hands. I bet you must be a musician or an artist. I'd say you were an artist.
Oh, no, I'm afraid you could never guess my occupation.
Dave, you're not an artist. I must be slipping.
Oh, please don't feel so badly. It's a very uncommon profession.
But what are you?
I'm a herpetologist.
A what?
A herpetologist at State University.
A herpetologist?
Yes, an authority on snakes.
Snakes?
Oh, now, don't be frightened. I don't carry any with me. But snakes are fascinating creatures when you get to know them.
No, I don't want to get to know them. Gee, a snake man. Wait till I tell Dennis. Would you mind talking to me a little bit in
herpetology.
In herpetology language?
Oh, well, what would you like to know?
Oh, anything. I don't care. Just so I can prove to Dennis that I've really met a herpetologist.
Well, how about this? Now, in a true snake, the quadrate is indirectly articulated with the skull. First, by the horizontal, movable squamosal.
A movable squamosal. Yeah, go on.
Second, by the columella oris.
Columella oris. Oh, what a beautiful word.
Oh, you learn very quickly. You think you'll remember it all?
No, I never forget. All I gotta do is to hear something once. In school, we had to memorize poems, and all I had to do was to read the poem one time. Oh, hi, George.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I was just waving hello to George Roberts. He's on the night shift at the auto plant next door. And by the way he walked in, you can tell he's getting paid tonight.
Oh, today is payday, is it?
No, the regular payday at the auto plant isn't until tomorrow, but they have a special payroll tonight for the late shift.
Oh, that's very nice.
It's a brand new system. At 6 o'clock, Harvey Peters and Floyd Cohen, they're the payroll messengers, drive down to the bank. Only it's closed, so they gotta go around the side entrance, and Frank, the night watchman, hands him the payroll. It's so convenient.
It's so easy.
Nothing to it.
Well, I'd sooner be a herpetologist than a payroll messenger. Sounds like a dangerous job.
Oh, but you handle poisonous snakes, don't you?
Oh, yes.
Besides, it isn't really dangerous. No one really knows about it. Harvey Peters only started at the company yesterday. Harvey's wife was in for a manicure this afternoon, and she told me. I'm sorry. Columella aris. Oh, it sounds so musical. What else do you know about snakes? I guess we'll have to hurry if we want to make the 6 o'clock show.
Yeah, waiter, we'll have our coffee now, please.
Yes, sir.
You know, Dennis, the most interesting man came in today.
Honey, tomorrow's another day. Give those guys a rest.
Oh, but I just gotta tell you about this man. He has the queerest job.
Look, I'd much rather talk about your eyes.
Now, listen to me, Dennis. It's educational. What do you know about snakes?
Well, I know
Did you know, for instance, that in India they have
a snake? Hold it.
Huh?
Don't I get a chance to answer?
Of course, but don't interrupt. This man had the smoothest hands. Yes, his hands were just like silk. You could just associate those hands with the soft skin of a snake slithering along the ground.
Margie, we're eating.
But that's just the trouble. No one understands snakes. They're really very beautiful. The Columella oris, for instance.
Yeah, well, never mind the column of oris. You just drink your coffee. It's getting cold.
Dennis, why would a man want to become a herpetologist?
A what?
There. You see, you never hear a word I say. You just sit there, a detective, third grade, and wisecrack.
Well, I haven't said a thing.
Well, why don't you go out and arrest someone? What kind of a detective are you, anyway?
If you'll arrange for someone to hold up this restaurant, I'd be glad to go to work.
Hey, wouldn't that be great? You could use those holes you taught me in disarming.
Yeah. Look, Margie, it's almost 6 o'clock. We'll have to hurry to make that show. Listen.
Dennis, with those shots?
Yeah. Out in the street. Maybe the bank. You stay here, Margie. Second grade, here I come.
Dennis, wait for me. Hey, Dennis, what are you standing here
sure,
for?
Sure. Look up there at the corner. Every cop in town.
Well, how'd they get here so fast?
But the lieutenant, too. Well, there's no chance for me now. Come on, kid. Why should we miss the movie?
Dennis, you go right up there. You heard those shots. This case belongs to you as much as anyone else.
Well, maybe I'll get a good mark for reporting, anyhow.
Where are the messengers?
All right, let me through here. Let me through.
Okay, where are the messengers?
Detective Crane reporting, Lieutenant.
I said, where are those payroll messengers?
Right here, officer.
Detective Crane reporting, sir.
Well?
I happen to be passing by. I'm off duty. And...
Well, if you're off duty, go out and have a good time. I'm busy.
Well, sir,
As long as I'm here, though, I'd like to help
out. Nothing for you here, Crane.
But, Lieutenant...
If you don't know what to do with yourself on your night's off, Crane, I can arrange the schedule so you don't get in.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You, the messenger, what happened?
Well, me and my buddy got here at 6 o'clock. We went around to the...
Yeah, that's it, Margie. Same old story. The big fellows are keeping it all for themselves.
Then he fired some shots into our tires and ran around the corner.
Uh-huh. Well, what did he look like?
Medium height.
Oh, no, he was kind of tall.
Well, anyway, he had a mustache.
How could he have a mustache? He was wearing a mask.
Oh, I don't know, Lieutenant. He had a gun.
I was nervous. He was nervous.
Yeah, see? I got a perfect description.
All right, all right. Then what happened? Where'd he go? Did he have a car?
Yeah, it was a four-door sedan.
Oh, you're crazy. It was a station wagon.
Station wagon. Everybody...
Oh, all right, all right. Clay, take down everybody's story. One thing is short anyway. It was an inside job. Come on over this way. Come on, this way, all of you.
Dennis, I know who it was. The herpetologist, the man with the snake.
Oh, forget that guy, baby. You're going to dream of snakes all night.
Dennis, I know who robbed the bank.
I'll bet you do.
No, no, listen to me. The lieutenant said it was an inside job.
Oh, what's that to me? It's not my case.
But it was an inside job, I know.
Just to be polite, how do you know?
Because, Dennis, I was the inside.
You?
I was talking, and I happened to mention...
Margie, what are you saying? Here, come around this corner. Somebody will hear you. All right, now what trouble are we in?
Now, look, Dennis, we were talking about snakes. Honestly, I don't know how I ever mentioned the bank at all.
No, but you did say there was a payroll. You did say it'd be ready at 6 o'clock. You did say where.
Oh, Dennis, I didn't mean to.
Margie, I told you. How many times have I told you? What's the use? Talk, talk, talk. Blah, blah, blah. Jabber, jabber, jabber.
Oh, Dennis.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, honey. Maybe it'll be a lesson. Maybe. Now, come on, we'll have to tell the lieutenant.
We will not tell him.
No, don't worry about me, honey. I'm going to be a detective third grade for the next 5 years anyhow.
We are not going to tell that mean old lieutenant.
Oh, yes, we are.
But why should we tell the lieutenant? Why should I make him a captain? I want to make you a detective second grade.
Honey, I can't handle it alone. We know you shot your mouth off.
Now, just a minute.
In the barber shop. And we'll have to check on everybody that was there. It'll take a lot of men.
But the herpetologist is at State University. He said so.
Yeah, he was feeding you a line.
He was a herpetologist. I could tell by his hands. He knew everything about it. You should have heard him talk. Look, all we got to do is to go up to State University and arrest him.
Margie, if he's a college professor, he can't be a bank robber. And if he's not a college professor, he's not at State U. Come on, let's find the lieutenant.
You got your pistol and your handcuffs, haven't you? Get the car.
I can't slap a pair of cuffs on a college professor just because my fiancé gave him a manicure.
Dennis, we're driving up to State U.
We are not?
Dennis, I said we're driving up to State University. If you won't let me make you a second-grade detective, you can have your ring back.
The curtain falls on the first act of Talk to Me. Act two follows in just a moment. What would you think of a woman who never shined her wedding silver? Many women neglect their hair in the same way. Neglect it until color dim-out steals its loveliness. Ladies, uncover all the gorgeous natural color in your hair with Rave, sensational new cream shampoo. See Rave uncover breathtaking new natural color in your hair. Color you never dreamed was there. Rave is not a dye, not a tint, not a soap. Rave is the cream shampoo that brings out color and gleam. Rave cream shampoo bursts into billows of lather, rinses out fast, and removes all loose dandruff. Rave contains lanolin, needs no conditioner. When you see Rave uncover irresistible new natural color in your hair, you'll rave and rave. Get Rave, R-A-Y-V-E, sensational new Rave cream shampoo. Handy tube, 60 cents. Family size, $1. At all drug, department, and 10-cent stores. Get Rave today. As our second act opens, Dennis and Margie are just arriving at the State University. Dennis stops the car and reluctantly opens the door.
Professor Elijah Weatherby, this is the house, Dennis.
Margie, it's late. How can we knock on a man's door and arrest him? I don't have any evidence. Now, Margie, please.
I'll ring the bell, Dennis. Have your pistol ready.
Margie, do you realize what the lieutenant will say?
Sure. Congratulations, Detective Crane, second grade.
Yeah.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hello. Do you perhaps have a snake you want me to identify?
No. We're looking for a snake we can identify ourselves.
Oh, good. Come right in.
Thank you.
Well, He wasn't wearing a beard this afternoon, but with Dennis, I'll find out.
Would you like to step this way?
Yeah, just a minute, Professor. Would you mind?
No, let go my
beard.
What
are you doing?
Oh, his beard didn't come off.
No.
Young lady, what is this? You came here late at night to pull my beard? Perhaps I should call the police?
Margie, is he the guy?
No, Dennis, no, I'm sorry.
Oh, excuse me, Professor, I'm a policeman.
The policeman? Excellent, I want you to arrest this young lady.
Oh, Dennis!
Margie, honey, shut up. Now, Professor, now you're a public-minded citizen.
Well, I should hope so. Yes, certainly, of course.
Yeah, well, you see, we came here to look for a bank robber.
A bank robber?
Yes.
Here? Oh, that's impossible. There's no one. I mean, there's nothing in the house, except perhaps a few snakes.
Snakes? Oh,
they're in cages, safe, perfectly safe.
Oh.
You're not accusing one of my snakes?
No, Professor, no. We thought you were the robber.
I? Me?
Well, either one of you.
Oh, how can that be? I don't even know where the bank is. Oh, gracious, goodness gracious, I hope you haven't told the dean.
We have a clue, a very dim clue. Oh? You see, Miss Jones was talking to a man who seemed to be an authority on snakes.
Well, now that's interesting. I might add that's very interesting. But how would Miss Jones be qualified to judge?
Professor, is it true that the quadrate is indirectly articulated with the skull, first by the horizontal movable squamosal and second by the columella oris?
Oh, Miss Jones! I had no idea you were a colleague of mine. Where have you studied?
I told you, Jenny, I was right. The bank robber is a herpetologist.
Yeah, but where does this get us?
Professor, do you think that any of your colleagues would rob a bank?
Oh, yes. No. Let me see. Well, Miss Williams might. Oh, no, that's ridiculous. She's 85 years old. No, of course not. No.
Okay, so what do we know now? We know this guy's in the snake field. We can trace him to State University, but... Professor, was there ever a guy in one of your classes that could have turned out to be a robber? Now, think hard.
No. All of my former students are now in the field, doing brilliantly, too.
Oh.
Did you know that Kenneth Franklin, who found the protein antidote against Trichinocephalus centris, was a student of mine?
No.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I mean, please, sir. Now, here's what we have to establish. Could there be a man who has some sort of connection with the college and who knows about snakes? He doesn't have to work here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wish I could help, but... Wait.
Yes?
Wait a minute.
Yes?
The medical snake venom, we get it from the man.
A man?
Well, we really get it from the snake.
Oh.
You see, they're supplied free of charge by an extremely public-spirited citizen, an amateur herpetologist.
I knew it, Dennis. He's the one. Wait and see. I just
in
know.
In his spare time, he collects rattlesnakes and copperheads. That's what they're called in English. And brings them to me. I extract the venom for the medical school.
What's his name?
His name is... Let me see. Oh, isn't this peculiar? He comes in once every week, and I can't even remember his name.
Well, Margie, what's the difference? How could a guy like that be a crook?
Crook? Ah, crook! That's his name!
His name is Crook?
No. Shepherd.
Shepherd?
Yes. You see, when you mentioned the word crook, you called to mind the biblical image of a shepherd and his crook, you see?
A shepherd. Hey, now.
Yes, that's his name. Samuel.
Samuel.
No.
No.
Daniel.
Daniel.
Daniel Crook, the shepherd.
Professor.
Yes?
Can you remember where he lives?
No trouble at all. Once you supply the primary fact, the entire chain of association...
Dennis, you remember how I saw it?
Look, where does the guy live?
His home is in Laurel Village, 232 Central Avenue.
Come on, Dennis, it's only about 30 miles from here.
But Margie...
And this time, have your gun ready.
Oh.
Professor, tomorrow they'll make Dennis a detective second grade.
Oh?
And then we'll be married.
Oh?
I want you to come to the wedding.
Oh?
Oh, but don't just stand there, Dennis. Let's go.
Avenue. Now, which way do the numbers run?
Never mind the numbers. Let's just look for a house with a light in the window.
At 1 o'clock in the morning?
No, he'll be up. He'll be counting his stolen money.
The man's name is Shepherd, not Scrooge.
No robber. No robber can sleep on the night of his crime. Dennis, you have so much to learn about criminal psychology.
Oh, yeah.
That's the house. It has a light. What's the number?
232.
I told you. See, I told you. Stop the car. Quietly, Dennis. Quietly. We mustn't alarm him.
What do you call ringing his bell at this time of the night?
Now, look, when he opens the door, I'll grab his arm so we can't shoot. You cover it.
Margie, right here, now, at this point, we have to stop. Do you realize the man can have you put in jail? He can sue me for false arrest? How did we ever get into this? I'm going home.
Okay, Dennis, you can go home. I'll catch him myself. Thanks for the ride.
Margie, wait. Oh, the
truck. Quiet. He might think we're hijackers. Make sure he sees your badge.
I got my badge out, Margie. I want to look at it myself for the last time. Tomorrow I'll have to turn it in. Yes?
I got him, I got him. Don't reach for that gun, mister.
What gun?
Margie, is he the guy?
He's the one. I spoke to him today. It's him.
Why, hello. It's Miss Jones.
Samuel Crook? I mean Daniel Shepard. I accuse you of payroll robbery. Will you come along quietly, or does Dennis have to bust you one in the nose?
Oh, this is the fortune of Dennis.
The fortune is right. Captain, you are getting promoted.
Well, if you insist on arresting me, I'll have to come along quietly.
Oh, no, it'd look a lot better if you both must up. Dennis, rumple up your hair and shoot a hole through his hat.
Yeah, Mr. Shepard, please let me explain.
That's no way to talk to a criminal.
Oh, am I a criminal?
All right, you mug, we got you covered. Anything you say will be used against you.
You see, Mr. Shepard...
No, I don't see, but... Won't you come in? Perhaps we can straighten this out.
Well, I want to thank you for the way you're taking this, Mr. Shepard. Most people...
Oh, not at all. It's a welcome diversion. I have insomnia.
Which explains the light in his window, Margie.
That's his story.
You see, Margie, Miss Jones here, thinks you're the payroll bandit.
Oh, she does?
Yeah, you see, while you were getting a manicure...
Go ahead. Go ahead. Deny I gave you a manicure.
Deny it. It was the most enjoyable part of my day.
Miss Jones was talking as usual, and while she was jawing away, she was dumb enough to...
I like that.
She was... careless enough to outline certain details of a payroll waiting at the bank.
Oh, now that you mention it, I recall the conversation. We were considering my hobby, snakes.
Your hobby? You said you were a professor at State University, a professor of herpetology.
Oh, I may have embellished the facts a trifle. When a man talks to a very pretty young lady, he likes to put his best foot forward.
Yeah, I know how that is.
Well, there's no law against it.
There ought to be.
Actually, all we have to go on is the fact that you knew about the payroll.
And is that enough to incriminate me?
Well, I might as well tell you, Mr. Shepard... If we guess wrong, as we probably have, you can make a lot of trouble for me.
Oh, yes, naturally. But I think I'd rather clear myself. I'd feel much better if I could, prove to your satisfaction that I'm innocent.
Dennis, on the desk, he's got a pistol, quick.
Oh, why, of course, Miss Jones. And I have a permit, too.
You do?
I spend much of the day in the open looking for poisonous snakes. Not necessary to be armed, but it's wise.
Well, don't just stand there looking at it, Dennis. Examine it. Smell it.
Be very careful, sir. There may be a round in the chamber.
Gun's been fired recently.
My aim is very important. I shoot at a target every day.
But, Dennis, what are you waiting for? Arrest him. It's getting late.
Margie, I can't arrest a man without evidence.
If we found the money, would that be evidence?
Yes, Margie.
Well, it must be here. Dennis?
Yes?
You search the house.
I can't search the house. I don't have a warrant.
Oh, you and your legal...
Well, if you could look through this house and see for yourself, would you be willing to believe in my innocence?
Well, I suppose.
Well, then I insist. I demand that you examine every nook and cranny of my home, and afterwards, you must accept a cup of coffee, and then we can all enjoy a hearty laugh, huh?
Well, this is very nice of you, Mr. Shepard. Most people...
No, not at all. Suppose we look upstairs first, huh? Come along.
All right, Margie, what's next?
Go through all those drawers, Dennis, and then climb up to the chandelier. That's fine. Now move all the furniture and lift up the rug.
Yes, Margie.
Then see if there are any cracks in the floor.
I could make a few, but they wouldn't be in the floor.
Well, what do you know?
Now, Margie, please, are you satisfied?
Yes, Miss Jones. Do I stand an honest, law-abiding citizen in your eyes now?
No, not yet.
But, Margie, don't you understand this man's letting us get away with murder? If he wanted to, he could throw the book at me. Mention any article in the Constitution of the United States. We violated it. Don't push him too far.
I'm still at your service, Miss Jones.
Let's look through the cellar.
Oh, now listen, Margie, it's 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm tired.
Now, Dennis.
As you wish, Miss Jones. This way, please.
Don't you see, Dennis, if he had nothing to hide, he would have suggested the cellar himself.
Oh, here we are.
What's in that big glass case over there?
That is the cage where I keep my snakes. Are you interested?
Dennis, that's where the money is.
With the snakes?
Yes, don't you see, Dennis? It's the logical place, the only place.
I don't see any money in there.
Of course you don't. It's underneath the straw.
Yeah, which would put it underneath the snake.
Mr. Shepard, take those snakes out of there so we can examine the cage.
I'm afraid not, Miss Jones. There are 8 Dragonocephali synchri in there.
What are they?
Copperheads. Deadly poisonous. You see, I'd had to remove them very carefully, and it's been a strenuous night. I'm not quite up to it.
Margie, what do you want from this guy? Hasn't he done enough?
So, there are 8 poisonous snakes in there, eh? We'll see about that.
Margie, what are you going to do?
You just keep your eye on Mr. Shepard.
No, Margie, I won't let you. Now, stop.
Look out, Dennis. He's going to get
you. Hey, you, come here.
Why?
You better put these handcuffs on you, Mr. Shepard. You like to play rough.
What do you want to come nosing around here for?
Never mind. Get your hands in these. There.
Oh, Dennis.
Huh? Well, Margie, what's that?
Oh, here you are, Dennis. The money. I told you we'd find it.
Margie, let me see that. Holy smoke. Look at that stack of bills.
Yeah.
Five, ten, 20. Well, there must be $15,000.
Oh, isn't it wonderful?
But where was it? Margie, did you...
You were right, Dennis. It was underneath the snake.
The payroll. Who'd have thought that he
was... Yeah, it was me. But what I can't figure out is how she could stick her hand in there without getting it shot full of poison.
It was really quite simple, Mr. Shepard.
Well, we got the money and we got the crook, and I'll be a second-grade detective. Yeah, but, Margie, you could have... You could have... Oh, Margie, we might never have been married.
You know, Dennis, the trouble with you is you never listen to people. Didn't you hear what Professor Weatherby said? He told us Mr. Shepard brings his snakes over to the university and has the poisons removed, so they were perfectly harmless.
No kidding. Why, honey, you're so smart.
Yeah, you're so smart. But these are snakes I just caught. I haven't taken them to the professor yet.
You mean I put my hand... Oh!
Margie. Margie, honey, talk to me. Talk to me. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're glad you enjoyed tonight's play. Next week, we'll return with a very gay comedy. You know, when you try to surprise a girl, you better give her advance notice of your intentions, especially when you've just been discharged from the Navy. In this story, I find myself in a comedy of errors involving two beautiful girls, a double engagement, and a double cross. I know you won't want to miss Deep Freeze. So why not join us next week when Rave Cream Shampoo will again present Grand Marquis.
Tonight's original play, Talk to Me, written by Harold Gast and Samuel Dann, was produced by Norman Felton. Olin Soleil played Dennis and Beryl Vaughn played Margie. The orchestra was conducted by Joseph Colicchio with original music composed by Amos Soderstrom. Be with us again next week when Grand Marquis will again blaze with light and color high in the gay airways, inviting you to join our audience for a performance of Deep Freeze. Girls, when you're out of his sight, out of his arms, make sure the fragrance that's you still talks to his heart. Choose gay, unforgettable Yankee Clover, romantic fragrance by Richard Hudnut, and go with it every day, all the way. Smooth on Yankee Clover toilet water, top to toe after your bath. Touch Yankee Clover perfume to throat, ear tips, and palms to carry captivation all through the evening. Used cleverly this way, Yankee Clover does things for you. Thrills a man when he's with you, distracts him when he's with others, sets him dreaming when he's alone. Never, simply never, lets you out of his mind. Get Yankee Clover in cologne and dusting powder, as well as toilet water and perfume. In Paris, you'd find it at the Richard Hudnut Salon on the Rue de la Paix. Here, just ask at any leading drug or department store for Yankee Clover, romantic fragrance by Richard Hudnut.
NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.